Chapter 1. The Agnesen Clan. Yeru.
You mischievous scamps!
Flung wide with a splash of water. The door banged the wall, followed by shapeless sack of a woman. Gales of wild, childish laughter accompanied her awkward stumble.
On a day like today,
Yera sputtered as she propped open the door with her ample hip, shaking the cold water from her face and shoulders.
On such an occasion, such foolishness! Why, I'll catch death of a chill!
She shivered theatrically and shook her wet head.
Such foolishness!
She waved her rush broom with one hand and swung at their heads in vain, as the two boys ducked past her into the yard, the older swinging a dripping wooden bucket.
Mind you, stay close! It's the first day of Gormandur, and we'll have the slaughter feast tonight. No more horseplay. Your father will want to leave soon.
Empty, the bucket clattered against a water trough. The two towheads ran to the horse paddock, disappearing around a wattle fence. And with a sigh, the old nurse brushed at her wet woolen smock. Gristled hair drooped from under her cap, hung in her eyes, and stuck to her cheek.
They're just full of Ion's blessings.
Slender May slipped past, carrying a full slop bucket in each hand, and excited for today's trip, too. The daughter resembled her mother, same green eyes and upturned nose, the same brow line, but much younger, slightly taller, and slender like a vine. Unmarried, May's hair hung uncovered, combed to the middle of her back.
The god of youth can keep them. More likely Loki the trickster has their hearts. I have enough to do with cleaning up pranks and foolishness.
Grumbling, Yero lashed the door wide to air the smoky hall and began to sweep away wind-blown leaves with a vengeance.
To think I nursed those bear cubs. I held each in my arms. Such tiny, perfect babes. Now,
don't go making one of your grand stories.
The old woman sighed, and spotting the raven at the roof apex, she waved the broom and cried, "Scoot!" The bird on the roof peak simply turned its back to her. A single lanky dog followed May, skulking low to avoid angry broom swipes. Yera opened the second wide door and shook out her broom, raising dust in a cough. Hens scattered and clucked angrily at her, and the cur rounded May and crept across the yard. Yera stepped back to admire the cart's support beams framing the wide entry. May set her bucket down and leaned against the open door. Yera nodded at her daughter.
Those boys don't know the hard work, the real effort that built this place. This great long hall has been my home since I was taken under Iron Fist's protection, back when he first settled this freehold.
She pointed at the longhouse.
I remember where they set the first foundation stones.
May rolled her eyes. Yera whacked her broom, loosening leaves of the support beams and lintel above her head, brushing dust from the carved wooden frame, decorated in the Nordic fashion with dragons and intertwined oak leaves. Bound with black iron and hobnails, the heavy doors required chocks to let the great room air, and because the women gathered ashes from the stone-lined fire pit, disturbed soot set floating motes into the morning sunlight in the clouds.
Get Ursip and shake out those sleeping pallets against the back wall, and when Agne leaves his private room, collect the night water from there as well.
Across the courtyard, Tima carried an armful of damp laundry up the dirt mounded against the big barn's foundation walls to hang it on picks. Mog drank from the bucket tied to the well. Smaller pit houses with large X-shaped beams framing their entrance door backed against the stables. The smell of baking bread and a hint of herbs lingered around the outside kitchen. Clanging sounded from the smithy beyond the barn.